Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and I'm here to bring you the preview show ahead of Bayern Munich's Bundesliga showdown with Union Berlin. I would be remiss to start this show without mentioning Bayern Munich's massive, massive victory over Arsenal in the Champions League. For a lot of us out there who have been following this team day to day, just a few weeks ago, it did not seem possible that Bayern was going to dig deep and find a way to win this tie, but they did. And they did so in convincing fashion. Sure, it was a 3-2 aggregate score, but Bayern Munich was the better team, and they proved to be the more mentally strong team, which could bode well for them as this competition goes on. But we have plenty of time to talk about Bayern Munich and Arsenal. For this show, we are going to focus on Bayern's match with Union Berlin, which could present some issues depending on how Thomas Tuchel handles it. As we always do to start this show, we're going to talk about where each team is in the table and what their recent form is. Bayern Munich is sitting in second place behind league champ Bayer Leverkusen, who, after 29 match days, clinched it. I mean, what can you say about Leverkusen? They are a juggernaut. They have been the best team in Europe this season, and they just do everything in a very cool, composed, and convincing fashion. I'll start with Leverkusen. They have 25 wins, 4 draws, no losses, 74 goals, 4, 19 against, 79 points in the league. Of course, they are just unbelievable this season. So behind them is Bayern Munich through those same 29 match days, 20 wins, 3 draws, 6 losses. That's good for 63 points, a full 16 behind Leverkusen. Bayern Munich has 82 goals, 4, 36 against for a goal differential of 46, which is second in the league as well behind Leverkusen. I mean, this was a good season for Bayern Munich, just not good enough and not good at key periods. Over the course of Bayern Munich's last 5 matches, they have 3 wins and 2 losses. Last week was a 2-0 victory over FC Köln. It was a trap game. It was one that Bayern Munich could have looked past the Billy Goats. They could have focused on Arsenal, and maybe they were a little bit. But the important thing is they dug down deep. They got the victory, and that had the good vibes flowing ahead of the Champions League showdown with Arsenal. So I do think that while these games are essentially meaningless, I mean, I know there's still some thought there that Bayern Munich could potentially, if they really went in the tank, fall out of a Champions League spot. It seems a little difficult to conceive that happening. They have a 7-point lead over fourth place Leipzig and fifth place Dortmund. I would say Bayern's safe, but I get the concern. You can't afford to just take these games off. You have to stay focused. Even with a bigger fish in terms of the Champions League still to catch. So Bayern Munich has to come in and take these games seriously, and I think that they will. As for Union Berlin, they have not had a good season. This was a team I had a lot of hope for entering the campaign, but they have really let me down. Not that I'm some massive Union Berlin fan, but I liked the way that they had their roster set up. I liked some of the acquisitions they made. None of it worked. Injuries, poor performances, whatever the case, just nothing seems to have worked for Union Berlin. Through 29 match days, they have 8 wins, 5 draws, 16 losses. That is good for 29 points, which is 1 point ahead of 14th place Wolfsburg, 2 points ahead of 15th place VfL Bochum, and 3 points ahead of 16th place Mainz. So this is not a sure position for Union Berlin. While they can be a little bit comfortable, you could conceivably see them in that 16th spot by the end of this weekend. And that's not a place where they want to be. They don't want to be in the relegation playoff. So if you're Union Berlin and you're one of their fans, you're looking at this match against Bayern Munich, who is now hot, and saying to yourself, oh, this is not good. Through those 29 match days, Union Berlin has 25 goals for, 45 against. That's a negative 20 goal differential. That is not something that will bode well for this weekend. Over the course of their last five games, they have one win, one draw, and three losses. They have a two-game losing streak. Last week, they lost 2-0 to Augsburg. Prior to that, they had a 1-0 defeat at the hands of Leverkusen. They did have a draw on March 29th against Eintracht Frankfurt, but prior to that, their last win was over a month ago, and that was a 2-1 victory over Marco Polo's favorite club, Werder Bremen, on March 15th. So, yeah, this is a very important match for Union Berlin. They're going to be motivated. Can Bayern Munich find a way to regroup and rebound and get up for this game? And that's a big challenge. I mean, Bayern's out of it in the league. They know this. They've already conceded the league. Bayer Leverkusen has clinched it. There's nothing left to play for. But this is all about keeping your form, keeping you in shape, and staying sharp. So Tuchel's going to have his hands full and trying to figure out how to balance keeping his most important players on top of their games while also working in some of those bench players so that they can be prepared if they're needed in the next round of the Champions League against Real Madrid. And when you also factor in, you might want to get some PT for some of your younger players. This is an instance where Tuchel's going to be juggling. I do expect, though, with where things are in the season and where the team stands, that the players are going to be flexible, that there's not going to be these Ryan Gravenberch-esque outbursts or complaints that we have seen in the past. I do think that this team now can smell that something special might happen. And yes, it's just the semifinals against Real Madrid. But if you can get by Madrid, you have a very winnable matchup against either PSG or Borussia Dortmund there in the finale. So yes, all of Bayern Munich's energy and efforts have to go into Real Madrid, but they cannot let things slink off here in the Bundesliga. They need to finish strongly, stay in a Champions League position, and also keep the momentum going so that they can be in the best physical and mental shape to face what figures to be a really, really strong Real Madrid side. If you've listened to me over the course of this season, I've had Bayern in that third position behind Man City and behind Real Madrid as really the third option. And I hung there for most of the year. I did waver a little bit just a few months ago when Bayern really started to hit the skids, and I felt like, man, the wheels could be coming off. But one thing I had always believed in was the talent of this team. I didn't know how they would continue to respond to Thomas Tuchel after he was let go. Obviously, there were some rough patches there. Him remaining as the coach, but knowing he wouldn't be back, it's just a weird spot. But this has been a very resilient Bayern Munich side, and I do feel like they are finally starting to realize that talent that we all knew that they had. And that talent is finally starting to meld together and work in sync. And we're starting to see what that can look like. They're following the game plans. Each player is buying into what is being sold to them by the coach, and they're working for each other. I think at the beginning of this season, with the way the media was used as a weapon by the coaching staff, it created this doubt and this division that really held up this Bayern Munich squad from realizing what it could be. Now all of that's out the window. The players no longer have this worry or fear about Tuchel and his ongoing coaching presence at the club past this season. They don't have to worry about him talking about them being replaced. Now they can just simply listen to what he is coaching, listen to what he is teaching, listening to the plans that he's trying to implement. And there's none of the BS. And I think that that's such a huge factor. And it's why they've been able to really rally and take on an Arsenal side that was supposed to be a juggernaut. All I had heard about this Arsenal team was how great they were, how they were going to dice Bayern Munich. And it didn't happen because Bayern Munich was the more talented and more mentally strong team. And if they can continue what they did and the momentum that they have built up and they follow into this weekend against Union Berlin and the rest of the Bundesliga season and carry that into also the tie with Real Madrid, this could be a fun way to end what has been a really miserable season in so many ways for Bayern Munich fans. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to talk about Thomas Tuchel's potential lineup and also give a prediction on the match. So hang with us.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the preview show. This is Chuck Smith. Appreciate you hanging in there after the commercial break. We're going to take a guess at Thomas Tuchel's lineup right now because it is near impossible to think about what he's going to do, who he needs to rest, who is really banged up or injured, and we just don't know about it. We know that Leroy Sané has been battling some things, and he's really fighting hard to get through them. But, man, if anybody needs a rest, it is him because he needs to get back to 100%. Can be such a great weapon for the team when he's fully healthy. So hopefully Thomas Tuchel heeds my advice and rests Sané this weekend. Otherwise, though, there's a lot of open areas that we could look at. So let's take a little gander here at what Thomas Tuchel might do. And it's kind of difficult to really think about it because he's got a lot of options and a lot of good options. And there are certainly some players that he's going to want to work into the mix that he probably thinks need to play this weekend to help get them back on track and mentally focused. So let's start in between the sticks. Manuel Neuer has not been at 100%. I would say he was pretty good against Arsenal in that semifinal clinching victory. But it does make me wonder if Sven Ulreich, who was awesome last weekend, might get a call this weekend just to get Neuer some additional rest. I don't think it will happen, but I wouldn't totally be shocked to see Ulreich there in between the sticks. I'm going to predict Neuer's going to start, but it really wouldn't be shocking if he didn't, just because he has had injuries and it has been, you know, an up and down season in terms of staying healthy for him. Nothing majorly substantial, but, you know, he did come off of that broken leg earlier in the season. He had a, you know, minor hiccup with an injury just a few weeks ago. So I know Bayern Munich wants to keep him healthy because when he's in and he's on his game, he is so formidable as a goalkeeper and he makes the team just play better in front of him. That confidence that he's back there, it totally changes the mentality of the team. At center back, you could go with Matthijs de Ligt and Eric Dier. It wouldn't be shocking to see that. I think, though, that we are going to see Dayo Upamecano and Kim Min-jae. I think that this will almost be a split effort where we'll probably see de Ligt and Dier come in as substitutes. But I think that Tuchel wants to work with Upamecano and Kim Min-jae. They are two players he relied upon and really ran into the ground earlier this season. But now they're struggling. It appears they're both struggling mentally and physically. They just don't look as confident as they did earlier in the season. They certainly are not putting out great performances. They just look shaky. And I think they need time out on the pitch. And I think Tuchel's going to give it to them. And hopefully they can work out some of those things, hopefully, and not have any major gaffes like we have seen Upamecano have over the past couple of months here. He really needs to get his own game back on track. And Kim Min-jae, who is rumored to not be happy about his situation, he just needs some playing time again to get back into his form. So I would expect to see those two start the match. Again, though, wouldn't be shocking if Tuchel pulled some strings and went a different direction. Who knows? At left back, I would expect to see Nusair Mizrahi take the role again, although he did get banged up in the Champions League match. So I will say this with a caveat. If Mizrahi has any lingering effect from his knock against Arsenal, then I think we'll see Rafael Guerrero. It's one of those things where I think Tuchel wants to weigh getting Mizrahi more experience on the left side in the event that he has to use him there versus making sure he's healthy. If there's any semblance of a doubt, I will say that Guerrero will get the nod there. But if Mizrahi's healthy, I think Tuchel will give him a run. So it's kind of a split there. I know I'm hedging, but there's a couple of variables there that we can't account for yet. But if Nusair Mizrahi is healthy, he'll get the nod. At right back, I think we'll see Joshua Kimmich, who is just coming into his own. He is playing a phenomenal right back right now, and I don't think anyone would doubt his ability at that position. His dashing, crashing header that won Bayern Munich the match against Arsenal was really fantastic stuff. Man, it makes me wonder, and I don't mind Kimmich in midfield as much as many other people do, but it makes me wonder, what if he would have just stayed at that position? Would we be talking about him as one of the all-time greats to ever play that role if he would have consistently done what he was doing earlier in his career and what he's doing right now for 4 to 5 to 6 seasons? It's a pretty fascinating way to look at it. And Kimmich, he just has a knack for being an impact player at that position. So hopefully he decides to stay there, but we don't know. But I think that Tuchel will roll with him again this weekend and get him some more playing time there. In the central midfield, I think we're going to see Alexander Pavlovich. Tuchel needs to get him back on track, back in form, and I think this is a good way to do it. I think he will be joined there by Rafael Guerrero. If Guerrero does not start at left back, which, again, it's all tied to Mizrahi's health, I think we'll see Guerrero there. If it's not Guerrero, it will be Goretzka. The important thing is that Pavlovich starts to get himself back in order. He had an injury. He had an illness. It's been really tough on him. He was making such good strides and was a complete difference maker for this team. We all know that the strategy that Tuchel's going to use against Real Madrid is going to be different against Arsenal. So when Tuchel decides what that is and he finalizes his plan, it could feature completely different players than what we saw against Arsenal. That's how he's going to manage it going forward. This is not a guy who's married to anything at this point. He's married to winning. So he's probably just going to go with what he thinks works best for the team. And I think that's one of the things that held him back, because I think he was, at the beginning of the year, looking more long-term and doing what he wanted to do for him, so that in coming years, his team would be set up for his vision. Now he has no vision for this team. He has no long-term strategy for it. He just has to win games, and I think he's honestly coaching better that way. So Pavlovich and either Guerrero or Goretzka, depending on what happens with Mizrahi. The attack, another interesting situation to look at. I think Zane will stay seated on the bench. I think he needs the rest. So we'll see Harry Kane, who is still mounting a charge at a Bundesliga record. I think we'll see Thomas Muller. I think he's got some fresh legs now, and this will be a good spot for him. I think we'll see Jamal Musiala back out on the wing, and we will see Matisse Tell manning another spot at the wing. An X factor here could be Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting. I don't think that Tuchel's going to pull him just yet and use him in the starting lineup, but it is possible. If Tuchel really does want to rest Musiala too, then this is an option for him. I just don't think it will happen. So starting lineup, Manuel Neuer, Dayo Upamecano, Kim Min-jae, Joshua Kimmich, either Nusar Mizrahi or Rafael Guerrero at left back, depending on Mizrahi's health. In the midfield, we'll see Alexander Pavlovich and either Guerrero or Goretzka. In the attack, we'll see Thomas Muller, Matisse Tell, Jamal Musiala, and Harry Kane. Again, have no clue what Tuchel's going to do with this. He could go a million different directions. It'll be interesting to see which numbers he pulls for that. Nothing would shock me at this point. I do think he needs to really balance resting some guys along with keeping them sharp, and it's a very delicate balance there. So he'll have to figure that out. I'm sure that's something that he's working with the physios on. I'm sure he's talking to the players nonstop about how they feel. So that'll be something he'll be managing game to game. As far as the prediction goes, I think this is set up for Bayern Munich to win. I know Union Berlin is desperate. I know that they're going to rally. I know that they're probably going to park the bus and hope that they can get a draw. I don't think it will happen. I think Bayern Munich's going to win this one 3-0. This is not a great Union Berlin side. They're still a little bit dangerous and can be at times. I think Bayern will break through in the first half if they're motivated. And I think that they know and they realize that carrying momentum forward is extremely important. They cannot afford to let doubt seep into what they're doing right now, because any little bit of doubt or discontent within that locker room is going to hurt this team's effort as they hope to get past Real Madrid and make a Champions League finale. So we'll see what happens with that. Just wanted to give you a couple of quick programming notes. Of course, we had the post-game show following the Arsenal victory. So if you haven't checked that out, please do. I joined up with Marcus to hit that. I always love talking to Marcus, especially right after the game. He's got such good takes, even if he and I don't always agree. We will have a weekend warm-up podcast dropping today on Thursday as well. It'll be a little bit later as we're trying to space these out a little bit so you're not bombarded That said, we have different fans of different shows, so we're still trying to get them out and keep them on a consistent daily schedule. It's just a couple of hours later, so you don't feel like you're getting slammed over the head with our podcasts. So if you missed anything from the Arsenal coverage about the game, hit up BavarianFootballWorks.com because we've got it all posted there. Initial analysis, awards, observations, reactions. We got everything. So check us out there. You can always get me at the Barrel Blog on Twitter. You can get our tweetmeister, Tom Adams, at TommyAdams71. You can get I Need No Name at BFWINNN. You can get Siler at BFWSiler. You can get Marcus Iredahl at IredahlMarcus. Get all of our great and talented writers and podcasters at BavarianFootballWorks.com. And I guess I should also mention the Twitter handles for the site at BavarianFBWorks and this podcast at Bavarian Podcast. So follow us all there, including on the website. Have a couple of beers on me. Enjoy the match this weekend. Keep celebrating that Arsenal victory, and we'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.